Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Frame and I, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Gregory Scott.
Oh, another day, another dollar. Welcome to Monday. Gregory Scott here with you as we embark on a fresh adventure on Q&A this afternoon. I want to thank you for joining us, whether you're listening on the radio or online at kqna.com. Never an excuse to miss an episode of Q&A. Sitting in for your regular host, Mr. DJ Phone today. Trying to keep my talk show chops sharp. We're going to have some fun here this afternoon. We've got some great topics to discuss on today's program. We are going to be talking about a great event that occurs each and every year, and that is the annual Prescott Area Artists Studio Tour. We have Donna Carver here with us with the Mountain Artists Guild, and this studio tour takes place each and every year, and you get to go around and actually visit artist studios, you know, not like going to a gallery and looking to art. You get to go right into the studio, meet the artists. It's a great bunch of fun, and they're getting ready to kick things off. As a matter of fact, on Wednesday of this week at the Elks Performing Arts Center, they're going to have their opening ceremonies, and then the Studio Arts Tour continues on through the weekend, October 4th, 5th, and 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4 o'clock each day. We'll tell you how you can get more information and how you can participate in the Mountain Artists Guild Studio Artist Studio Tour. And also on today's program, we're going to be talking about a great program called Honor Flight, which helps Arizona residents, veterans of World War II and the Korean War, Vietnam War veterans, to take a trip to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials at no cost to them. And we're going to learn more about Honor Flight here on today's program. So you keep it right here on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM if you're listening in Prescott Valley or Cottonwood. And we will get our program started in just a few moments right after these words from our sponsors. You're listening to Q&A on KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
This is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant, and have you heard about our all-new happy hour? Join us Sunday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. and 8 to 10 p.m. for half-price appetizers and drink specials. Bring your friends and coworkers and enjoy sautéed shrimp, escargot, potato skins, chicken wings, and more, all at half price. Sip on a freshly made margarita or one of our famous martinis. Murphy's, you, and happy hour. It's the perfect way to end your day. Sunday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. and 8 to 10 p.m. All in our beautiful, historic atmosphere.
An establishment of good taste. Murphy'sPrescott.com.
Each day, this town wakes up to new possibilities, and Sparklight High-Speed Internet is right there with you. Now get 100 megs for only $45 a month for 6 months. Call 855-808-2737 for fast, reliable internet. Plus, you can add unlimited data. Stream on multiple devices, all at the same time, any time of day. Cable One is now Sparklight. Call 855-808-2737 or visit sparklight.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Thank you.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Indeed, we are back here on Q&A, AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and online at kqna.com. Joining us now in the studio, we have the lovely and talented Donna Carver.
Oh, he's making me blush. My gosh. But thank you very much. You can't see my face get red. Yes, I'm so pleased to be here. And you did such a great job at doing an introduction or a pre-introduction, however you call it. So I'm here to talk about Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour. It is our 12th year.
I was just going to say, I was thinking 13 or 14.
Yeah, no, it is our almost 12th year. And it's always the first weekend in October. For you out there, just remember that concept. Always the first weekend in October, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, always from 10 to 4 p.m. It is a free self-guided tour. So it's fabulous. This year, we have 75 master artists on the tour that have been juried on. They will be in 51 private studios because some of the master artists actually like use their own second bedroom or a third bedroom as their studio, but they don't want, they feel a little uncomfortable having people walk through right, where other artists don't feel uncomfortable. So I want to say to you out there, when you go to these studios, follow the yellow signs around town. If you drive up to a home, that's where you're supposed to be. And this artist feels very comfortable. So just go right up there and you'll have a great time. There are also, 30 artists in 3 different art centers. The art centers are Mountain Artists Guild and Gallery, which is on 228 North of Larkin near Sheldon. There are 2 master artists that rent studio space for Mountain Artists Guild. I am one of them. Yeah. Donna Carver, Fine Art Studio. I'm in Studio 2. And Catherine Sinclair is in Studio 4 and 5. There's another 15 artists at Mountain Artists Guild that are in 3 different rooms. 2 rooms on the first floor. So you'll walk in, you walk through the gallery, of which we have 3 galleries there, and right, then you go into the back room where we'll have a whole bunch of artists. Then you'll go to the left, a whole bunch of artists. Then you'll go out the side door and down the back stairs to the lower level where we have 5 artists plus the 2 master artists. So we have 7 artists downstairs. And the second art center is Tiz Annex. That's on Marina. But what we do, if you come to Mountain Artists Guild first, which is number 1 on the tour, we send you out our back lower level door, cross the alley to Tiz's back door, which will be open and greeting you. Yes,
right,
they will.
That's cool.
And they have about 6 to 8 artists there. And then what you do is you go out their front door and you go up Marina, 2 buildings to Prescott Center of the Art. And we have another 8 artists there. Now at the Tiz Annex, there's 1 artist you must see his work. His name is George Lewis.
Right.
He's a phenomenal photographer. He studied under Ansel Adams and he does it with silver tint. Don't ask me what that is, please. I know it's just very rare and it's beautiful photography how he develops it. And then at Prescott Center of the Arts, 1 artist that I think is really fabulous, a metal artist named Ron Miller. And he was an engineer prior in his life. And, when he retired, he became an artist. And his metal art is like nothing you've ever seen before. So make sure you stop by there and visit them. So, come to Mountain Artists Guild first. We'll send you out the back door after you see everyone there to Tiz and then up the road to the other art center at Prescott Center of the Arts. You'll see about 35 to 40 artists in that short time frame.
Wow.
And all of them will, the master artists you'll meet, like myself and Kathy, will be demonstrating our art. So I'm a master fine art printmaker. Kathy is a painter, so she'll be painting. I'll be demonstrating the different forms of fine art printmaking. This tour is such a unique opportunity, not only to meet the artists, but what you talked about, to be able to be in their creative space.
Exactly, yeah.
And also to see them create, not only feel their juju, but, talk with them about it and see how they create. Like mine, I have a printing machine. I have dry point etchings that you can touch, the plates I carved. I have shinkole so you can see the process and the different steps.
Yeah.
And I also encourage you, if you have well-behaved children, it is wonderful to take the children because you never know if you have a Monet or a Van Gogh in your child. You don't know that how this might spur them on to some wonderful interest that might end up being their career.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, and the one thing that you said that was interesting about being in the artist's space, I mean, not only, unlike a gallery situation where you see completed works of art, you may see items in progress.
Right, absolutely.
And you actually, as you mentioned, you get to see, get a little insight of the creative process, and each artist does it differently.
Right, and even if they're working in the same medium, how they go about it is different. So it's great that you get to be exposed and talk about this. Now, I also want to say that all the art that is in any of these studios and at the art center, centers are for sale.
Right.
And almost everyone has a Square or something like that. So they can take credit cards, and do not be afraid to ask for a discount. Like, especially if you buy more than one piece. I personally list all my prices at retail. And then what I do is during studio tour, since people are buying directly from me, I give them an automatic 20% off. If they buy more than one piece, I give them 30% off, and I consider anyone who buys from me then a collector. And I tell them, I know you might not consider yourself a collector, but I consider yourself one. So anytime you come back 5 years from now, it doesn't matter, or you bring a friend, they will get your discount because you're buying direct. It's not in a gallery where they're getting 35 or 50%. There's no overhead in that way. So I like to give the benefit to the customers.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think when you have more than two pieces, you've become a collector at that point.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you should come by. You can become a collector.
That's right.
Yeah. So also, and I really appreciate that you mentioned our pre-gala, which is this week on Wednesday. It's open to the public. It is free. It's at the Elks Performing Arts Center on the third floor. It's brand new. It's a great opportunity to see the third floor on the Elks and see the beautiful views from there, but to meet all the artists who are going to be on the tour. So all the juried artists, as well as all the artists that are going to be at the art centers, will be there. You'll get to meet and talk with them, which is great because then you have, if you've picked up your book, this beautiful 50-page brochure book
is impressive, by the way.
Thank you. Oh, did you hear that? It's impressive.
It is.
It is. The team has done
almost a work of art in and of itself.
It's a collectible. Really, it is, because you have maps of the town, so you can go by geographical areas. Like if you live in Flag and you're coming down, 40 then to 89? Is that what it is?
40 to 169.
You're heading to Chino Valley. There are artists in Chino Valley. So you look on the map for Chino Valley, and you can visit on the way. Now, these books are available at every art center. They'll be available at every artist, the master artists who have been juried, as well as they're at the Chamber of Commerce. But what I encourage you to do is to go online and visit our interactive website. It is fabulous what they've done. And the website, all it is spell out Prescott Studio Tour. So it's www.prescott. StudioTour.com. You can look up by medium. You can look up by artist. You can press on each artist, and there will be like a 3-page spread on each artist showing their works. So if you look first and then you come to the gala, you'll see a piece of the work of their work in person. You can decide if it really still talks to you or if in person it doesn't, or if in person it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I didn't even look at that one, but I want to go to that place.
There's even a page in your booklet where you can, you know, make your list.
That's right.
You can make your list of the artists
you
want to see.
I didn't even see that. I love
places
that.
Places I want to visit. Yes. It's a blank page there, ladies and gentlemen, for you to make your own itinerary.
That's right. You make your own itinerary. So let me tell you a little bit. This year we have, not with the 75 different artists, we have 16 different mediums. So we have 10 ceramicists. We have 3 digital artists. We have 6 artists that work in drawing and pastel. We have 1 furniture builder. His name is Richard Carell. We have 8 glass artists. Patty Lindsay is out in Chino Valley, and she does slump glass work. And then we have here in town, I'm just throwing a couple off my head, Cindy Schaefer, and she's on 6th Street. And Cindy Schaefer does fine art printmaking within the glass. So she takes a different approach.
Wow.
All the glass work, and some of them actually blow the glass.
Wow.
Yeah, like Chihuly.
Uh-huh.
They blow like Chihuly, which is unbelievable. We have 7 metal artists. We have 22 mixed media artists. We have 23 acrylic painters, 20 oil painters. We have 10 watercolorists. We have 4 photographers, 15 sculptors. All different forms of sculpting, and we have 12 artists that work in textile and in wearable art, which is very exciting.
Well, that's neat. Yeah.
You know, so that's stuff you can wear all year long. It's fabulous. And then we have 2 artists that are doing woodworking. So once again, I do want to say that the brochure is collectible. You can collect, you can pick it up at any of the studios. Go to our website, Prescott Studio Tour, and you can decide where you want to go. If you are short on time, or if you are, like, say, disabled, or your energy is low, I would say your best bet is to come to Mountain Artists Guild first. You will see about 20 artists there, plus myself.
Right.
And then you will see, go out the back door to Tiz, you get the other 8, then you just go up 2 buildings, just 2 buildings on Marina to the Prescott Center of the Arts, which is on the corner of Willis and Marina, and you'll see another 8. So then you've already seen like 40 artists. Then you can take a break, go downtown, have some lunch,
right,
and then look at your book, look at the maps in it, look at the mediums, and see where else you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then you'll get to relax and get more energy back in you.
And you can spread this out over the entire weekend.
You can. We have people that come from California. They stay in Sedona. Darn it. I keep trying to make them stay here. But they have timeshares there, so they stay there. They come in all 3 days. I was talking with Sherry Haney, who's the president of our chamber here.
Right.
And she had friends that read about this online, came into town, and then called him and told him they were here for 3 days for this.
That's
she goes,
funny.
Why didn't you tell us you were, you know?
That's great.
But it was really great. We have people coming in really from all over the United States for the tour. We get thousands in town. It is so fabulous. It's a rare opportunity. Now, there are a lot of studio tours, but many of them charge.
Right.
And this is free, and we have such good guidance with our website and with the book.
We're talking with Donna Carver about the Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour for 2019. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we'll talk a bit of history of this event.
Okay, thank you.
And we are having a great discussion here about the Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Q&A on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com.
Cash for Clunkers is back right now at Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. If you missed out last time because your vehicle didn't qualify, now's your chance. We'll give you a minimum of $2,500 for your trade towards any new or used purchase, even if you have to push it, pull it, or tow it in. No money down? Your clunker is your down payment. If you have an old car sitting around, now's the time to turn it into cash. Bothered by past credit problems? Don't worry. We're experts at arranging financing. Our finance department has built long-time relationships with lenders that can help you get into a newer, more reliable vehicle. Don't wait another day to rebuild your credit. Remember, time doesn't repair credit. Only credit repairs credit, so don't waste another minute. Dust off that clunker and turn it into cash during Lamb Nissan's Cash for Clunkers going on now. Go to LambNissan.com to find your new or used vehicle and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Conditions may apply. OAC, see dealer for details. Offer expires September 30th, 2019.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Prescott City Councilman Phil Good, here to remind you not to let precious water wash down the drain in your bathroom. If you have a toilet that was installed before 1995 and you replace it with an EPA WaterSense low-flow or high-efficiency toilet, you can receive a $50 rebate on your utility bill. This rebate is available to all City of Prescott water users. Do your part to be water smart. For more information, visit PrescottWater.com or call 928-777-1645.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
We are back on Q&A with Donna Carver, and we're talking about the Prescott Area Artists Studio Tour kicking off on Wednesday with a reception at the Prescott Elks Theater and Performing Arts Center, and then going on throughout the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 to 4 each day. And another part of this that we hadn't gotten to yet is that there's going to be a raffle to support children's arts programs. Tell us about that.
Yes. What it is each of the master artists will have a piece of their art that will be drawn on Sunday at 4 o'clock at the end of the tour. And so each place you can buy tickets at any place, at the art centers, from any artist. Like, say you come to my studio and you want to buy 10 for whatever it costs, and you don't have to put your tickets in my bucket to win my piece of art. You can save them for maybe an artist that you know you're going to go to, that you've collected, or you want a piece of their art.
Right.
And you wait for that and drop in a lot of tickets there. So just know you can buy your tickets anywhere. You can drop them in any bucket. These are the 75 master artists, and the money goes, a very small percent goes for us starting up again to make this book, because that costs a lot of money to make.
Right.
The booklet, which is free, and the tour is free. And last year, we gave money to Tizanix because they run children's programs that are free for children in the Quad Cities.
Well, that's
which
great.
All year long, they run it. And they're master artists that teach the children. It's fabulous program. Then Mountain Artists Guild runs a summer camp program. And this goes towards scholarships for children that are in an income bracket that can't afford it, or if they've been homeschooled and they don't have like a unit study in art under a master artist. So they get that exposure and get to have that at Mountain Artists Guild. So we're so happy to support these two fabulous programs. And it isn't us supporting it. It's you supporting
right.
art for children in our Quad Cities because they've cut a lot out of the school systems.
And what's one of the great things about this community is that the art community that we have here, you know, not only in hands-on media, but in music and theater, we have a really rich tradition in this. Of course, this tour has been going on for 12 years now, so that's a great thing that we have. You know, when people think about art, they automatically think about Sedona.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, Prescott is right up there, and we've got people who have moved here just to do this.
Absolutely. We have such depth and richness in our culture here for the arts, for the performing arts, for the music, for the theater, and for visual art. It is amazing. It's as good as any city.
And it's the, you know, and it's just the regular people who support it.
Absolutely.
You know, with donations
Absolutely.
And by attending shows, going to galleries, bringing their friends in from out of town, and let's go down to the Prescott Center for the Arts.
Right.
You know, things like that.
Right. Well, like Mountain Artists Guild. Mountain Artists Guild is the oldest visual art organization in the state of Arizona.
Neat.
George Phippen was one of its founding members, and it was founded in 1949.
Mm-hmm.
And Mountain Artists Guild has been giving out scholarships to students heading to college that live in the Quad Cities, that are heading to college anywhere that they go, since 1950.
Well, that's great. So we're looking forward to it. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can get more information online at PrescottStudioTour.com. The website there will give you all the information that you need to know. And, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, have a little artist inside of them.
Absolutely.
But, you know, and when we talk about the kids and these programs, tapping into it early and letting that out and having these young people, one of the, you know, especially in the 21st century social media age, you know, having a way to express yourself that doesn't involve the internet.
Yes, absolutely.
Is a great lesson that can carry on with these, with kids for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. And I never intended to be an artist. My career was an emergency room nurse. Then I got a social work degree because I injured my back. And then I got a graduate degree, and I was a public health professor. It was when I retired and had some time that someone invited me to go to a working studio, and I laughed in their face. And I said, I can't even draw a straight line, so I can't be an artist. And they said, no, you're creative. You just need the right preceptor to expose you to it and bring it out. And that's true for everybody.
Yeah, and once you turn that switch on, miracles can happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's wonderful. So the little ditty I want to say at the end is please come by and visit me, Donna Carver Fine Art Studio. I'm at number 1 Mountain Artist Guild on the lower level. And it will be so wonderful to see you. Please introduce yourself to me. Talk with the artists. Ask about the forms. And remember, ask for a discount.
There you go.
We have credit cards.
Tucker, what medium are you working
in? Oh, I am an acrylic painter,
right.
And I'm a master fine art printmaker. So my printmaking, I do monotype, I do dry point etching, I do shinkolay, I do solar etching, and I do collagraphs. I studied under Julia Ayers, who's the mother of monotyping. I studied in workshop settings, and then I studied under Dan Walden from Long Island, New York, who created the solar etching, which means the copper plate is exposed to the light, either the sun or my box, solar box. Mm-hmm. And I create in these forms, acrylic and in these forms of monotype, I mean, fine art printmaking, because they are aqua media based, water based, because I'm a breast cancer survivor and I won't work in caustic media. So these are all water based, non-caustic, will not threaten your health.
Neat. Yeah. And one of the neat things about when we talk about, you know, what media, when it comes to art, you know, there's really no rules. You know, you said you had like 15. Well, maybe next year there might be 16 or 17 because somebody came up with something new.
Absolutely. And the other thing is I want to tell you is there's no right or wrong for looking at art and analyzing it. If it talks to you, it talks to you. It could be the form. It could be the subject. It could be the color. It could be bringing back a memory from your childhood. There is no right or wrong for liking it or not liking it. So don't feel like you have to be an expert to look at art and enjoy it and have an opinion.
All right. Donna Carver, we appreciate you coming in to tell us about the studio tour. And once again, all the information you need online, Prescott Studio Tour. .com.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
We appreciate it, and we appreciate all your hard work. And, of course, a nonprofit organization. We're raising money for scholarships. We're raising money for art programs. And we're getting these artists the exposure that they deserve.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break. Coming up, we're going to talk about another great program, and that is Honor Flights. And we're going to hear a story about that coming up right here on KQ&A. You're listening to Q&A on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online at kqna.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City, an equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
America, where football means football.
Oh, man!
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Brought to you by
Country Bank,
A&E Repro Graphics,
Merritt Propane,
Northern Arizona Air,
Bucky's in Yavapai Casino,
R.E.D. Plumbing,
Primavera Online High School,
New AC to me,
and the Prescott Resort.
The Cardinals visit the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 10 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number 6. Do you keep track of your finances the same way you keep track of your loved ones' birthdays? Create a financial calendar to remind yourself of when to pay quarterly taxes, pull credit reports, or check your investment accounts. Also, mark a date to schedule your yearly financial reviews with me. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Climate Securities LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates LLC and Climate Securities LLC are not affiliated.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice on this Monday the 30th. I'm Link Elliott in for DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Yavapai County has a new medical examiner. Dr. Jeffrey Nine comes to Yavapai County from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center.
He joined Yavapai County about a month ago, and he's a great guy. He just said it's a real honor and privilege to have a job like this. It's important to make sure everyone in the office feels important and welcomed, and he's doing a great job of doing just that.
Yavapai County spokesman David McAtee says medical examiners are invaluable.
Quite often they are determining cause of death, and anytime there's a death that's suspect, there has to be someone that determines that, and Sheriff's office invites the detectives out to come and collect evidence, and then it goes back and he looks at all of it and looks at the body and does the autopsy and then makes the official determination.
Yavapai County Community Health Services Director Leslie Horton has stated she is thrilled to have Dr. Nine heading up the medical examiner's office and is excited to have him on her team. Yavapai College's Southwest Wine Center has received a special honor from the state.
The center, located on the Verde Valley campus in Clarkdale, won the award of distinction on September 21st. This honor recognizes the center as a leader in adopting environmentally sustainable practices. The Arizona Forward Environmental Excellence Awards recognize projects, businesses, and individuals that support environmental sustainability and stewardship in the state. The Southwest Wine Center won the Arizona Futures category for its practices of reusing reclaimed effluent water and conserving water using an advanced drip system. College officials say the center is the only one of its kind in Arizona, offering hands-on instruction in the sciences of grape growing and winemaking. It also has a wine tasting room that's open Thursday through Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. I'm Nate Canuel reporting.
And in your weather forecast, clear skies tonight and sunny for your midweek. Expect an overnight low of 43 this evening in the Prescott area with a high of 70 tomorrow and a high of 73 on Wednesday. 48 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 79 and high on Wednesday of 82. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm Link Elliott in for DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook, listen live worldwide at kqna.com. Stay tuned, Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
And a special thanks once again to Donna Carver to come in, talk about the Prescott Area Artists Studio Tour, kicking off Wednesday night with a celebration at the Prescott Oaks Theater, and then continuing on throughout the weekend. And again, more information on that event can be found online at PrescottStudioTour.com. Right now, we're going to talk about another great program known as Honor Flight. And joining us here in the studio, we have Ron Stevenson. He hosts a show right here on KQ&A, Saturdays at noon, Financial Facts and Tax. Mr. Stevenson, welcome.
Well, thank you so much.
And, of course, we have your father, Stan Stevenson. Stan, thanks for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Well, today we're going to talk about Honor Flight, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to give you a little background on it. Tell us what is Honor Flight?
So Honor Flight is really, it's in many, many states around the nation.
Right.
And it's a nonprofit organization that started to really draw attention to our fantastic veterans that had served either in World War II, Korean War, and they're just getting ready to start honoring Vietnam veterans. And really what the program is designed to do is draw attention and give veterans the opportunity to be honored with the flight back to Washington, D.C., see all of the monuments and memorials that they fought so hard to preserve the freedom of the American people. And so many of these monuments and memorials have been dedicated to their service.
Now, and seeing those things, I remember when I was a kid, we got to go to Washington, D.C., and I think my eyes must have been wider than if I'd seen Santa Claus, seeing all the monuments there and realizing how long that area, and it's integral. I mean, it's where the history of our country began, and definitely a great program. Now, you got to travel. They have somebody who goes along with the honor flight recipient. So you were the guardian.
So Dad had asked me when he was chosen to go on the honor flight, he asked, "Hey, Ron, will you accompany me on that flight?" And I couldn't have been more in honor to be able to do that.
Well, Stan, how did you feel about being able to go on this flight? What was the trip like?
Well, it was really, really neat. And we started out with a meeting in Phoenix where they gave us all a T-shirt and a badge to wear.
Right.
And then we started out from there. We walked through the airport part of it and witnessed everybody that was in there, and there was a lot of them, wanted to shake our hand and tell us thanks a lot. And so we felt really like we were somebody, I
right.
guess. But then we took this airplane flight from Phoenix to back wherever, probably.
Baltimore,
Maryland, right?
Right. And it was really great. And we started out the next morning bright and early with breakfast, and we went by a big long bus, all of the veterans. I think there was 27. About 20 of them were in wheelchairs. 7 of us were not dependent upon a wheelchair.
Right.
But we went through, the first stop that we made was the Coliseum or the veteran deal for the Navy, where
right.
we seen all the Navy guns and everything. And then we went from there, I think, over to the and which I thought was really exciting because I'd seen it a lot of times on TV and everything, was the monument where the Marines were raising the flag on Iwo Jima.
Wow.
We've seen that, and almost brings tears to my eyes to talk about that. Then we went to the big cemetery that's over there and seen all the graves. Man, that cemetery takes up bunches and bunches of ground.
Arlington is big, right?
Yes, it is. And then we watched the changing of the guard, which was really exciting to see those guards that spent the day there walking and parading. And we also went to the World War II Memorial, mm-hmm. which had all the states around the big pool of water. We seen that, and we went to the memorial for the Korean, the Vietnamese or Vietnam War.
Right.
And I guess all of that was real surprising to me. It went over really, really good. And then we went to the Air Force Memorial, which is the big, three big things standing in the air. I think Ron had to get on his back to take a picture of the full length of those.
It was magnificent.
That's neat.
So it was really, really neat. Then, we went to the Fort Myer for dinner, which was kind of late at night, I thought. But
Right. Anyway,
we went there, and during the ceremony, they handed out an envelope that some of the family and friends and different ones had written a letter to us, which we received when we were over.
Wow.
Seas. And so that was really exciting to do that. And a lot of guys opened those up on their way on the bus, but I chose to keep mine in the envelope until I got home and my wife could read them to me as I opened them up.
Wow.
And so it was all really, really neat. And I can't say enough about
it. It sounds like it was a long day, but a very satisfying one.
It was a long, long day from 8 o'clock till 8 that night, I think. And so, anyway.
And you served in the Korean War, correct?
Yes. I was, when I hit Japan, we were handed M1 rifles to clean the cosmoline off from them.
Right.
And then we stood outside in formation each day, and some reason or other I was called out to serve up on the northern island of Japan, Hokkaido, which was the 1st Cavalry Division had been sent up there. They were almost all wiped out in Korea, so they sent them up there to rejuvenate and redo the whole regiment, or division, I guess I should say. And then my cousin that was serving in Korea got killed over there. So through the Red Cross and some friends, my family and his family, I was chosen to escort his body home, which I did.
Right.
And so from there, everything was by ship then. It wasn't by airplane. Mm-hmm. So we were 16 days going over and only 13 days coming back. So I only had a few months left to go, so they sent me up to Fort Lewis, Washington to fill out my time of my 2-year enlistment in the Army.
Well, it sounds like this trip and you got to be with other veterans such as yourself. Was there a lot of story swapping going on between the vets, maybe on the bus or on the airplane?
You know, there probably was. Of course, on the airplane and on the bus both, we didn't get that much opportunity to visit with one another.
Right.
But overall, it was really, really neat. And
It's a great program, the Honor Flight. We have Ron Stevenson and his father, Stan Stevenson, here with us. Now, this Honor Flight took place just about a month ago, yes?
It did. It was the 3rd through the 5th of September,
mm-hmm.
And couldn't thank Honor Flight of Northern Arizona enough for their hard work. And literally every minute of those two and a half, 3 days was filled by them, either by eating or an itinerary, great accommodations, the hotel, Southwest Airlines couldn't have been more accommodating as far as them flying us there and back. And for anyone out there that is associated with veterans, we would really encourage you, if you know of, you know, unfortunately, our World War II vets are, they're passing away at a pretty rapid clip. And our Korean veterans, like Dad, the average age is about 85.
Right.
Maybe 86. And then what they're starting to do when they're going to do this first trip to starting the Vietnam era and start taking some of those veterans and honoring their service.
So, what other, things did you get to do? I mean, obviously you had the pre-planned, a tour with the various locations, but did you get an opportunity to go see other things?
So Dad, when we were at the museum, the Navy Museum, which was a fantastic, right on the Navy Yards there in Washington, D.C., Dad asked if we could go see the Korean Museum, which was just across the way. And that was fascinating.
Mm-hmm. We were escorted over there by a Navy lady that was serving full time there. And I just like to mention that every airport that we were in and out of, the people were so kind and they congratulated us and wanted to shake our hands. And I often said that I felt like we were really somebody to be able to go through all of that. And so I appreciate the people that put all this together.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the people at the airports and different places that met us as we were coming and going. And my wife said that when in Phoenix, when we landed, they all got together and held hands while and listened to the song. And so that was, everybody was crying and feeling bad. So it was a good adventure for all of us.
It's nice when you get to actually hear from people of the, you know, that they're very proud of their fellow citizens who, you know, signed up to, you know, serve the United States of America, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, during this trip, Dad and I had tears in our eyes, and those were tears of happiness, to be able to see so many patriotic people that were giving such honor to these group of men. And, you know, really, to get 50 people moving in the same direction, with about 20 of them being in wheelchairs,
right,
it was kind of slow moving. But what honor people and respect people gave as we moved through airports and through all those monuments and memorials.
How were people chosen to participate in the honor flight?
Well, good question. People are chosen either because people nominate them to honor flight, and they recognize, okay, based on their service, they might send an invitation to them. Sometimes children might hear of the organization and reach out to the organization and say, hey, my parent served in that conflict or that war, and then they were chosen that way. But literally anyone, if they know of a veteran that has served in any of those conflicts, and would like to get them involved, all they need to do is submit their name, and they can do that online.
Yeah, folks, if you can search Honor Flight, I think it's honorflight.com.
Yep. Honor Flight, Arizona.
That's the one thing I didn't write down.
So, if you can go to Honor Flight, Arizona, and there's a Northern Arizona, and then there's a Tucson version,
right,
is my understanding.
And even if you don't have a veteran in the family that you'd like to sign up, ladies and gentlemen, Honor Flight could always use your donations, because this is a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
And especially out here out west, the organization buys all these plane tickets.
They do.
They get flying everybody to Washington, Washington and back. And of course, there's hotel rooms, there's boards. It's not a cheap trip. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a great organization to support with your donation dollars, go on Honor Flight, and there's a button right on there where you can click to donate.
Yes, there is. One flight for one veteran, one trip, and believe me, when you see their faces, get to experience the joy in there, and them being able to relive those years that they were in the service, that one trip is $1,150.
Uh-huh. And worth every penny.
Every penny, I am sure, for.
Mm-hmm.
And then Guardians, they can donate their time and that trip themselves.
Well, gentlemen, we appreciate you coming in and telling us this fine story. Ron Stevenson and Stan, we thank you for your service, and we're very glad that you got to go on this trip and visit our nation's capital. So.
It was very nice. It was. I thought that I probably would never make it back there, but because of this, I was able to.
Outstanding. Well, gentlemen,
that's neat.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming in and telling us the story. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Honor Flight can be found online, and they would always appreciate your donations so this program can continue. We're going to take a quick break, come back, wrap up today's program on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Wow, what a great show that was, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank Donna Carver from to talk to us about the 2019 Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour, and Ron Stevenson and his father, Stan, talking to us about Honor Flight. What a great program both of those are. That does it for today's show. Do join us. I will be back with you again tomorrow. And we have Mr. Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center as our guest.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.